welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about that little switch under the rearview mirror and what it does and what it's for. Because I realize I've been wondering that all my life and I still don't really know. So let's get started. That little switch under the rear view mirror. Go. Why does the little flippy switch under my rear view mirror work? Ask science. How does the rear view mirror anti-glare work? Science world. Reddit is probably the more interesting answer. V3RY underscore 1PRZV says, it's not a filter exactly, it's a type of prism. A prismatic rearview mirror, sometimes called a day/night mirror, can be tilted to reduce the brightness and glare of lights, mostly for headlights shining directly on the eye level at night. This type of mirror is made of a piece of glass that is wedge-shaped in the cross-section. Its front and rear surfaces are not parallel. On manual tilt versions, a tab is used to adjust the mirror between day and night positions. In day view position, the front surface is tilted and the reflective back gives a strong reflection. When the mirror is moved to the night view position, its reflectorized rear surface is tilted out of line with the driver's view. It's actually a reflection off the non-reflectorized front surface. Since the non-reflectorized front surface allows most of the light to go through, only a small amount of light is reflected into the driver's eyes. Winnick says, so if I understand you correctly, it's not taking advantage of any neat prism effects, just placing a weak mirror in front of a stronger one. Blue Looney says, there is no mirror in night mode during the day. The light reflects off the shiny stuff behind the glass, and at night the light reflects off the glass itself, which is just crapper reflector. And there is a Wikipedia link here. A rearview mirror is a mirror in automobiles and other vehicles designed to allow driver to see rearward through the vehicle's backlight, rear windshield, or windscreen. In cars, the rearview mirror is usually affixed to the top of the windshield on a double swivel mount, allowing it to be adjusted to suit the height and viewing angle of any driver and to swing harmlessly out of the way if impacted by a vehicle occupant in a collision. Rearview mirror is augmented by one or more side view mirrors, which serve as the only rear vision motorcycles on motorcycles and bicycles. History, augmentations and alternatives, anti-glare, trucks and buses, motorcycles, bicycles, aircraft, computer monitors, vanity mirrors. See also, there's nothing about dimming here, which is what the link was about. Some vanity mirrors can either be standalone handheld personal grooming mirrors, or they can be attached to the passenger sun visors in your car. Some computer monitors are fitted with rear view mirrors to see if anyone is positioned behind the user, where they can see sensitive information such as names and passwords being keyed in or on a screen. Used especially on automated teller machines and similar. In 1956, the Civil Aeronautical Administration proposed a rearview mirror mounted right above the pilot to keep an eye when private aircraft are landing or taxiing in the runway to prevent collisions. Fighter aircraft usually have one or more rearview mirrors mounted on the front canopy frame to watch out for chasing aircraft. Tilt day-night front mirrors. Mirrors first began appearing in the 1930s and became standard equipment in most passenger cars and trucks by the early 1970s. So is there an automatic one?
Yeah, sounds good. See you, man.
prismatic. Oh, they just, that just says what a prism is in geometry, which is not what you need. Not even applicable to the...
Doors are closing. Please stay clear of the doors.
All right, the obvious place to go from that here is Yahoo Answers. Why do the rearview mirrors have that switch on them? Rearview mirrors have that switch that changes the angle. Why is that? Why would you want to use it? I've heard that it's car, so car lights don't blind you, but do people really use that? Please explain. Mags question mark M Canass leader writes, do dim headlights in your rearview mirror when they're too bright? Mine is automatic, so I don't ever notice if I use it or not. Huh. Like, does it automatically move? Automatic rearview mirror. I'm gonna search for that. Okay, we got treat dispensers, it's not what I wanted to look for. Automatic rear view in the Mio. Auto-dimming rear view mirror, ship free plus giant selection. Wedge base auto-dimming rear view mirror. Auto-dimming rear view mirror. Yeah, here's like a bunch of people selling auto-dimming rear view mirrors, but no one's talking about what they are and how they work. Oh good, auto. It also refers to cars, so that's what I'm getting a bunch of responses where the only usage of auto is in automobile. Ever wonder what is happening when you flip up a rear view mirror up and down and increase or decrease the amount of glare coming from the vehicle behind you? I assume if you're still reading, you have, or at least have nothing better to do at the moment than to find out. In order to accomplish this aim, getting less expensive versions of the rear view mirrors have what's known as a prismatic wedge shape into the reflective surface. In more expensive models, electrochromism is used to automatically tint the mirror surface when exposed to increasing light. Prismatic rearview mirrors are manually operated using a tab below the mirror. It allows you to change the reflective surface angle of the light being reflected off in day and night mode, if you will. What's specifically going on here is the internal mirror is actually is ground into something of a wedge shape when viewed from the side. The thicker edge at the top one gets thinner as it goes down, thus the rear surface reflects the light when it comes slightly higher object behind it than the front surface. In order to make the mirror surface more reflective, like most mirrors, it is coated with a highly reflective material. But the front and mirror surface is actually reflecting the light back at you regardless of the position. However, when in the day position, the highly reflective black surface of the glass more or less overpowers the weak reflection you get from the front glass surface, which is much more reflective because it's reflecting light out of the back of your car, though very bright relative to the inside of your car. The front surface at this point is just weakly reflecting light from the back seat of your car. At night, when you flip the mirror up, the back highly reflective mirror is reflecting the light off the ceiling of your car, which means it's reflecting almost no light because the ceiling of your car is typically almost black at this point, which is key for the system to work. The front glass, on the other hand, at this point is reflecting the bright car lights behind you, so you don't typically notice the rear surface reflections of your ceiling. You just see the dim reflections on the front glass. Another method for dimming the rear view mirror is electrochromism, which allows for automatically adjusting the amount of light reflected by the rearview mirror is particularly handy in side view mirrors, which sit relatively have a unique way to dim bright lights behind you. Electrochromism is a phenomenon that allows materials to change color when different energy levels are applied to them. Modern versions of these systems have photo detectors known around them that sense the amount of light reaching the mirror. The detectors sense the amount of light increasing in the mirror is increasing beyond acceptable levels. Electrical charges applied to the electrochromatic glass and the light, so the transmission properties of the glass are changed. In effect, this tints the glass, allowing less light to be reflected to the driver. That reminds me. Why do they call it a moonroof now? Cars.com. There's a technical difference between a sunroof and a moonroof. Most everybody uses the terms interchangeably. First off, both are panels in the roof that let light or fresh air inside the cabin. Getting down to details, though, a sunroof is typically a solid body colored panel that pops up or is removable. A moonroof is a type of sunroof, except it's a sliding glass panel. The majority of new cars have moonroofs. That's what considered a sunroof instead of style. A moonroof, Kelley Blue Book. A moonroof is also sometimes referred to as a sunroof, but there are generally accepted to be a moonroof. A moonroof is a tinted glass panel, which is actually an additional window that is positioned on the roof of your car. A sunroof contains a metal panel that is capable of retracting into or above the roof. It might also tilt upward to allow outside air to enter the car. The term sunroof can loosely be described to used to describe any type of panel contained within the roof of the car that allows air, light, or both into the vehicle and is operable either electronically or manually. A sliding sunroof option often features a glass panel and maybe advertises a moonroof. A glass moonroof will allow more sunlight into your vehicle without the need to open the roof. This allows you to enjoy sunlight regardless of weather conditions. With the sunroof, you're only able to enjoy sunlight if the panel is open, also allowing the air to enter from outside the vehicle.
Doors are closing, please stay clear of the doors.
A moonroof will also usually come with a secondary interior sliding panel that is upholstered to match your car's interior. Sunroofs are traditionally comprised of painted metal, but easily blend in with the car's roof. A moonroof is technically considered a type of sunroof. There are actually several different types of sunroofs, moonroofs. Shouldn't that be roofs? R-O-O-V-E-S. Roof. Plural noun roofs. It really is. Roofs. The structure forming the upper covering of a building or vehicle. Roofs versus roofs. Grammarist.com. Roofs is the plural of roof in all varieties of English. Roofs is an old secondary form. It still appears occasionally by analogy with their other irregular plurals such as hooves, but it is not common enough to be considered an English standard. 211 comments. People really care about this. I'm 50 and it roofs will always be standard to me. Who's the idiot that misspelled it in the first place? I bet it's a liberal. They're just trying to rewrite history. That was Taz writing in 2014. Oh man, this is a flame war. Like the top comment is the start of a flame war. What happened to roofs? Why is the sky blue? Fun trivia. What is the roofs? What am I doing? Why am I reading anything that's not Yahoo Answers about this? The roofs Yahoo Answers. Is it roofs or roofs? Charleston suspects a life troubled road to radicalization. Federal charges include hate crimes for accused shooter. Oh, there's a guy named Roof. Even though I searched for roofs, they think I want to know about Dylan Roof. What is the plural form of roof? I used to think both of the forms are used, but just to be sure, do any of you know? Best answer, Vamp, 6 years ago, writes, you spell it roofs, but pronounce it roofs. Ray G writes 6 years ago, roofs, out of geeky interest, there's actually a thing called a roof, a washer, also called a burr, secures one end of a rivet, and the plural of that is roofs. ASDFGH. JKL, 6 years ago, writes, roofs. Do you feel guilty about panic prayer? Quick story about stress filled my day, my panic prayer, and subsequent guilt, without revealing too many of the unpleasantries. This guy talks about doing a bad job at something. Time for panic prayer. Hey, Jesus, remember me, the guy who really calls on us and needs something. I needed their favor. To answer your question, panic prayer has nothing to feel guilty or ashamed about. It is a mark of basic humanity, and I believe it should be on the list, you know. Praise, petition, and panic. Why not? Everyone does it, even atheists.
Like the old saying,
Balloon Buster writes, like the old saying goes, there are no atheists in foxholes. I walked out of my house one day to find a guy in a bulldozer in the house next door. He took a break and I asked what he was doing. He said he was removing number for the owner. I took him by the arm and guided him around the rubble and pointed to the small house in the backyard. Uh-oh. Oh man, atheist, when Jesus raises you over his head before casting you into hell, what will your final words be? Answers. S writes, how should I know? They're your recurring fantasies. Oh, and here's like a guy who says, well, I'm agnostic, but then like he's got like a two paragraph like denouncement of how Jesus is running the world. Friend, oh God, I am 15 years old. He is my first boyfriend. At first I thought he was cute and sweet, but then he started talking about God all the time, and now he won't shut about it. I think that God is only a fairy tale from the real old days, and nowadays people should believe in science instead. Oh, this guy's suggesting show him inconsistencies in the Bible. That's gonna turn out great. All right, enough of that. I'll talk to you guys next week.